If what you're doing isn't working, do something different. You can change what isn't working for you and regain balance in your life. The world is changing. Why don't you? Welcome to my stained glass spirituality fun fest. Remember that you do not have to change everything at once. Making small, even tiny adjustments over time can help you determine what works best for you. Eventually, you will have created, manifested, a whole new set of positive life habits that will help you balance your life. Your health really does affect the quality of our lives and our work. Higher productivity and happiness lives in the balance of enough sleep, healthy eating, and physical activity. Cut out the sugar. Your body is an excellent indicator when your life is out of control. One such sign is poor quality sleep. When your overworked mind causes you not to sleep well, and soon your energy levels drop, your mind feels foggy, and there seems to be chaos and clutter in your life. Disconnect from technology more often. Put your phone down and turn off your computer. Give your work brain a rest. It sounds challenging, yes, but start small. Try disconnecting for at least one day or even a few hours each night and feel what a difference it makes. Don't overcommit and stretch yourself too thin. When too busy, 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 busy all the time, it becomes impossible to maintain a healthy balance. So say no to everything that is not essential or doesn't add something valuable to your life. Be fucking ruthless. Never stop learning. Take a class, learn to dance, learn to paint, try something you've always wanted to learn. Read a book, try listening to uplifting music. Find what interests you. Learn guitar, learn about you. You can start by journaling. Simple makes minimal commitment and creates space in your mind. Start off by writing one simple sentence a day. Minimize the negative influences around you. Making time for yourself is probably the hardest thing to do for the typical overworked and exhausted human. Spending time alone can lower stress, increase happiness, and encourage creativity. Spend some time alone for the safety of others. Like, PMS, go away. I need to relearn how to relax and breathe. Don't sit there with your phone always up your nose doing nothing. Plan a date, write a letter, go to a concert with a good friend you've been dying to see. Go for a nature walk. Take time to connect and pay attention to those you care about. Let them know you're thinking about them. Treat yourself once in a while if you need it and deserve it. Use it as a reward for when you reach a personal goal. Get yourself a little treat. Better yet, schedule a massage. Your treat doesn't need to be costly. New socks, a glass of wine, coffee or tea, a candle, or a works car wash. Whatever floats your boat. Explore the world. Explore your state. Explore your city. Explore your county. Explore your neighborhood. Oh, for goodness sakes, just explore outside your door. Okay, how about get the hell out of your house more than once in a while. Get outside for a walk and really take in your surroundings. Check out your local theater, the county history museum, or visit your local park. Science says laughter boosts the immune system, protects the heart, and lightens your load when you're feeling down or angry. Nothing makes you feel better as fast as a good old-fashioned belly laugh. I needed that. Create mental space for calm and peace and take care of you. So many changes and so many fast changes. I'm so thankful and grateful. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining me on this journey of mine. Take care of you. I love you. You love you. You are so amazing. Thank you. Thank you, universe, God, spirits, angels, guides. Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, the wisdom to know the difference between right and wrong, as well as love and hate, to live every day like it may be my last, and enjoying one moment at a time. From the bottom of my heart, is life ever an adventure? Thank you. Until we meet again.